A Frederick man who sued his wife's lover for alienation of affection has asked the South Dakota Supreme Court to help him put a price on heartache. The High Court heard the case on Tuesday, October 2nd. The appeal comes from a 2017 decision in the Fifth Circuit. There, the trial judge said the humiliated husband had not given any testimony to support his request for financial compensation. In his response to the appeal, the other man asked the Supreme Court to abolish South Dakota's alienation of affection law as a matter of public policy. Attorney Robert Christensen argues for Jerry Cedar, who told an Aberdeen jury that he believed he and his wife would still be married if Bruce Johnson had not started a relationship with her. Christensen says Cedar cried while telling the jury that he missed hearing his wife say, "I love you," taking walks with her, and seeing her face in the morning.
If the court decides, well, you have to, plaintiffs have to say, well, the lacerated feelings, that was $5,000, and the emotional stress, that's $10,000. I mean, we can certainly do that because we're really looking for guidance. Our position is you don't have to do that.
Christensen says his client wants justices to send the case back to the Fifth Circuit for retrial. He says alienation of affection is a controversial law, and all but 7 or 8 states have abolished it, but it's still on the books in South Dakota. Thomas Cogley is the attorney for Bruce Johnson. He tells justices that society has changed since the Supreme Court last dealt with the law 20 years ago.
I've been surprised anecdotally as people have learned that I was coming here to argue this. I've been surprised at how many people, particularly women, were getting after me to strenuously convince you folks to abrogate this law.
Chief Justice David Gilbertson points out that 20 years earlier, the Supreme Court suggested that the legislature should re-examine the law, and the legislature's response was to make it apply to both men and women, thereby strengthening it. Cogley says the difficulty of ascertaining monetary damages points out problems with alienation laws when juries are tainted by passion and prejudice. Justices will deliberate and issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.